哈利路亚，奉耶稣基督圣名，继续第三晚上帝布道会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'll begin our continue the three nights evangelical service.
我们感谢神的带领。
We thank the Lord for His guidance.
能够享受神所要赐给我们的恩典跟真理。
We thank the Lord for His guidance that He has given us His truth.
那在我们本会同龄们都享受到神从天上丰丰富富地浇灌给我们圣灵跟他奇妙的救恩。
And in our church, our believers have experienced.The bountiful blessing of the Holy Spirit.
我们做主耶稣基督里头的一份子，不管是神的仆人或者是同龄们。
And since we are part in Jesus, whether we are workers or just normal believers,
都很竭诚地、很愿意地来分享这神所给我们的很奇妙的恩典，让我们也分享这神得救的福音。
Every one of us is willing to share with you.The grace of God.
我们这两天晚上蒙主的带领，我们查考过有意义的人生在于能够认识神。
And for the past two nights, we have studied, getting to know God and to lead a meaningful life.
我们离弃偶像假神，归向真神。
We will depart from the false god, the idols, and return to the true God.
认识人生的生活目的跟生命的意义。
To understand the meaning and the goal of life.
来跟神同行。
To walk with God.
因为神爱我们，他从创世以前就拣选了我们。
God loves us, and He has chosen us before the creation of the universe.
把他从创世以前所预备的各福气，就在基督里头向我们显明了。
And before the creation, all the blessings that He promised us were revealed to us through Jesus Christ.
那就是神国的福音，他要赏赐给我们。
God will give us the gospel of the kingdom.
那神国福音，也就是说耶稣基督的福音。
The gospel of the kingdom is the gospel of Jesus.
神的福音。
Also the gospel of God.
神国的道。
Or the kingdom of God.
或叫真理的道。
Or the gospel of truth.
或者说，得救的福音。
Or the gospel of salvation.
那福音通常有它的普遍性跟它特殊性的真理。
There is a universal and particular nature to the gospel.
普遍性的真理就是说，神爱世人。叫我们一切相信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
The universal part is that God loves us and He doesn't want us to perish, so He'll give us eternal life.
但是呢，我们要得永生，神却具备一些特定的神国的要求。
But in order to receive the salvation of the eternal life, there are some requirements we have to meet.
这就是福音的内容了。
These are the contents of the gospel.
我们一个信主要借着神在他启示他的作为以及他的旨意存在的书卷里头，就圣经里头得到神的旨意的。
As believers, we must study the will of God from the Bible.
我们要得救，应该注意到几件事。
In order to be saved, we must notice some points.
就说主耶稣怎么行。他怎么吩咐
？What Lord Jesus has commanded us？
那主耶稣怎么交托门徒
？What He has told His and entrusted His disciples？
传神国的福音
？What how He has entrusted His disciples？
而且叫我们当行之道
？And the way that we have to do？
那我们今天所查考的是有关得救的最重要的一个步骤，就是洗礼的道理。
Tonight we're going to study the most important part of salvation, which is baptism.
所谓的圣礼，就是因为主耶稣他亲自来施行，做我们的榜样。
A sacrament is established by Jesus Christ.
而且他吩咐门徒要这样做，以跟神国有份。
And he instructed his disciples to do the same in order to have a part in eternal.
而且这圣礼里头有它的奥秘性跟它的象征性。
In these sacraments, there is a mystery.
而且有它的实质的得救的功效。
And there is a effect of redemption.
那跟得救有关的这个洗礼。
And with regards to baptism.
在神创立世界以前就设定为一种赦罪的方法。
Before the creation of this universe, baptism has an effect of remission of sin.
因为我们人类因为始祖亚当的犯罪，跟神的生命隔绝了。
Because Adam and Eve had sinned, they have departed from God.
也失掉原来应该有的儿女，神儿女的名分。
They have also lost their status as children of God.
人类进入到悲惨的人生。
Hence, humans have entered into a miserable life.
因为罪，魔鬼的关，跟魔鬼的关系。
All this is because of Satan.
他的灵死。
The spirit is dead.
他的魂，就心眼昏暗。
and his soul is lost.
啊，他的肉身会朽坏，会死亡。
His physical body will die and decompose.
啊，神爱世人，他是要救人脱离这种啊人生这个悲惨的结局，就是永远死亡的这种惨局，他就预备主耶稣基督。
God prepared Jesus Christ to save us from this eternal death.
啊，道成肉身，神本身的是灵，看不见的灵，成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And God is a spirit, and therefore He dwell among us.
啊，充充满满带来了真理。
And He brought the truth with Him.
跟他的恩典。
He brought the truth and His grace with Him.
他就是我们所仰望的救主。
And God, Jesus is the Savior that we look up to.
那我们相信主耶稣会得到赦罪，而且恢复到神儿子的名分。
We believe in Jesus Christ because our sins will be removed.
啊，因为主耶稣吩咐了一种特定的方法。
Jesus has instructed us a special way.
那就是要借着进入天国的门路。
And a way to enter into the kingdom.
啊，这是主耶稣所交代的。
This is what Jesus had instructed.
那晚上我们要查考，先来从福音书主耶稣的吩咐来看，他怎么样的交代。
We will study the Gospels tonight.
尤其在福音书的每一章的每一个最后一章。
Especially in the last chapter of each of the Gospels.
这是主耶稣他被钉十字架，他复活要升天以前。
And after Jesus had resurrected from the dead and before he ascended to heaven.
他要交代门徒一个很重要的使命。
He entrusted the disciples with an important mission.
叫他们出去传天国的福音。
They must go out to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
让他们能够成为神国的子民。
So that they have a share.
那他的吩咐是很特定的。
And he has a very special command.
因为这是神国的要求。
Because this is the requirement of the heavenly kingdom.
要进入神国，人就要遵守耶稣的教训。
In order to go into the heavenly kingdom, you must obey the commands of Jesus.
我们首先看马太福音二十八章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章，新约圣经四十四页。
In the New Testament.
马太福音二十八章，请从十八节看起。
Matthew chapter 28, starting from verse 18.
耶稣近前来对门徒们说。天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。十九节。
19.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。二十节。
20.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。耶稣要升天以前，他特别交托给门徒一个重大的一个使命。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he entrusted the disciples with an important mission.
他首先说，天上地下万有的一切权柄都已经归给我了。
First of all, he said that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
那你们要出去到万国去，使万民做我的门徒。
Then he said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名来给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道这父子圣灵的名就是耶稣的名。
We know that the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is Jesus.
因为这里名是单数的一个名。
Here the word name is singular.
父的名是耶稣。
The name of the Father is Jesus.
子的名是耶稣。
The name of the Son is Jesus.
圣灵的名是耶稣。
And the name of the Holy Spirit is Jesus as well.
因为这是独一神官，一个圣灵。
This is the view of one true God.
这个圣灵就是那位真神。
And the Holy Spirit is the true God.
那位真神的名字显现在主耶稣身上。
And the name of the true God was revealed on Jesus.
那所以说，你们要奉耶稣基督的名，要给他们施洗。
Therefore, they must baptize these people in the name of Jesus.
我们再看马可福音第十六章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 16.
马可十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
新约圣经七十四页。
Mark in the New Testament.
我们看十五节。
Starting from verse 15.
马可福音十六章十五节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 15.
主耶稣又对门徒们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。”十六节。
16.
信了受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。十七节。
17.
信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名，耶稣的名，赶鬼，说新方言。 十八节。
18.
手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物也不受害，手按病人，病人就好了。我们看十九节。
Please read verse 19.
主耶稣和他们说完的话，后来就被接到天上，坐在神的右边。二十节。
20.
门徒出去，到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。阿们。耶稣再次强调说，你们要往普天下去传福音，要奉我的名给他们施洗。
Jesus said once again that go into all the world and preach the gospel.
那信了受洗必然得救。
Those who believe and baptize will be saved.
啊，信了受洗一定会得救，就说有这个会得救的可能性。
And those who believe and is baptized will be saved.
那不信的会被定罪的。
He who does not believe will be condemned.
啊，这是提到受洗跟得救的关系。
Here it gives a relationship between baptism and salvation.
受洗啊，施洗也是传福音的一部分，很重要的一部分。
Baptism is a very important part in preaching the gospel.
那传福音也有神迹奇事随着。
And when you preach the gospel, signs of wonders and miracles will often follow.
可以医病赶鬼。
You can heal illnesses.
啊，不会受毒害、毒物。毒蛇的伤害。
You will not be harmed by poisonous serpents.
因为这些神迹奇事要随着我们所传的真道。
And these signs, wonders, and miracles will often accompany the truth that we preach.
当然，这也在说明我们这本会真教会所传的福音有神迹奇事随着。
And of course, this is to say that our church, our true church, also have signs of wonders.
有神所给的这个方言，就是神的圣灵。说的灵言。
We also have the tongue, which is the language we speak when we pray.
这主耶稣吩咐，这个洗礼跟进入神国得救的关系。
This is how Jesus instructed on subjects of baptism and entering the heavenly kingdom.
再看路加福音24章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 24.
新约圣经122页。
Luke in the New Testament.
从44节到49节。
From verses 44 to 49.
路加福音24章，请从44节看起。
Luke chapter 24, starting from verse 44.
122页。耶稣对他们说：“这就是我从前跟你们同在的时候所告诉你们的话。说，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。”45节。
45.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。46节。
46.
又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。47节。
47.
并且人要奉他的名，奉耶稣的名，传悔改赦罪的道。请注意，传悔改赦罪的道。
Jesus to preach repentance and forgiveness of sin.
那从耶路撒冷起，直到万邦。48节。
48.
你们门徒就是这些事的见证。49节。
49.
我要将我天父父亲所应许的，就是圣灵降在你们身上。那你们要在城里头，耶路撒冷城等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。这里耶稣把旧约圣经有关他的记载的应验就清楚说明了。
Here Jesus clearly stated all the important writings.In the Old Testament, that were about him.
摩西律法，特别是申命记18章。
The laws of Moses, especially Deuteronomy chapter 18.
指的摩西以后要出现一个像摩西的先知。
In Deuteronomy it says that after Moses there will be another prophet that will be like Moses.
那么先知书是指的大小先知，就是以赛亚、耶利米、以西结、但以理，就是四大先知。
And the prophets refers to major prophets who are Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zechariah, and Daniel. Ezekiel and Daniel.
跟12个小先知书。
And the 12 minor prophets.
有关耶稣的生平。
With regard to the life of Jesus.
比如说，耶稣是从童贞女圣灵怀孕。
For example, Jesus was born by a virgin.
耶稣出生在伯利恒城。
Jesus was born in the city of Bethlehem.
主耶稣要下埃及，再回到拿撒勒长大。
Jesus must go down to Egypt and then return to Nazareth.
那耶稣带着神权传福音。
Jesus will preach the gospel with power from God.
医病赶鬼。
He'll be able to cast out demons.
传福音给那贫穷的人。
And he'll preach the gospel to those who are poor.
让那些受苦的、受压制的得到释放。
Those who are suffering will be free.
那耶稣还要被卖。
Jesus will be betrayed.
他要被钉十字架。
He will be crucified.
就好像诗篇22篇、59篇跟69篇所写的耶稣十字架的苦楚跟十字架下的哄闹的情形。
in Psalms chapter 22, 59, 62 describes the events of how Jesus was betrayed and crucified.
一直到耶稣要复活。
It records right to the time Jesus will be
被高举进入父神的荣耀里头。
Right to the time when Jesus will be resurrected and will be glorified.
耶稣要再来。
And Jesus will come again.
这一连串的事迹都在旧约圣经、大小先知书以及诗篇里头记得很清楚。
All these events are recorded in the major prophets and in the book of Psalms.
所以说，那凡指的话，这些先知书、大小先知书、诗篇上所记的，都要成全，都要应验。
Therefore, what was written in the major and minor prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled.
最主要的信息是耶稣为我们罪来钉死在十字架上头。
The most important message among them is that Jesus will die for our sins.
耶稣不为死亡所胜过。
And Jesus will gain victory over death.
他复活了。
He resurrected.
做我们出赎，做我们复活的出赎果子。
He is the first fruit of our resurrection.
并且呢，他这样的复活升天以后，还降下圣灵。
And after he ascended to heaven, he will send down the Holy Spirit.
然后圣灵要差遣门徒。
The Holy Spirit will send the disciples.
出去传福音。
The Holy Spirit will send the disciples to go and.
奉耶稣的名施洗。
And to baptize in all in the name of Jesus.
这个道理叫传悔改赦罪的道。
And this is called preaching the message of repentance and forgiveness.
因为主耶稣说天国近了，你们要悔改。
Jesus said that the kingdom is near, you must repent.
你们要认识主耶稣。
You must know the Lord Jesus.
你们要接受神的福音。
You must accept the gospel of God.
那门徒们也知道这个道理，耶稣这样吩咐。
And this is how Lord Jesus instructed his disciples.
出去传福音，一定要叫大家从假神偶像归向真神。
And when these disciples go out to preach, they must turn these people who are worshiping false gods towards the true God.
他们要离弃恶行。
They must depart from their evil ways.
立志悔改更新。
Must be determined to lead a new life.
归向真神，在基督里头做新造的人。
To return to God and in Christ, there will be a new man.
但是悔改还是不够，还要靠着耶稣的名除掉他们的罪。
Repentance is not enough, but the sins must be forgiven. In the name of Jesus.
所以这个叫做悔改赦罪的道。
Therefore, this is called the gospel of repentance and forgiveness.
那圣灵建设的真教会，就从第一个世纪开始，从耶路撒冷到撒玛利亚，到叙利亚，到土耳其，一直的出去。
And the gospel will preach from Jerusalem to Samaria and all the way out into the world.
一直到地中海的世界，北非、东北非。
Right to the area of the Mediterranean Sea.
东南欧洲。意大利等等。
In North Africa and Eastern Europe.
那这样的福音的福音一直传出去，就是圣灵的能力给他们的。
And this is how gospel was preached out.
那他们的圣灵在耶路撒冷圣城等候圣灵领头从上头能力出去传福音。
The gospels waited in the city of Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit to give them strength.
那这对我们今天有重大的教训。
This is some important teachings to us.
在圣城也等于说我们在真教会里头等候从上头来的圣灵的能力。
Waiting in the city of Jerusalem means in the true church.
那我们当然做主的门徒的也要出去传福音，奉耶稣的名传悔改赦罪的道理。
And we as disciples of Jesus must also preach the message of repentance and forgiveness of sin.
不但如此，主耶稣他自己在对人在谈道理。特别提到这个从水灵重生、从洗礼得圣灵的重要性，来做一个神的里头的新人。
Even during his ministry, Jesus also preached the importance of baptism to become a new person.
请翻开约翰福音三章。
Please turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章里头记载有一个人叫做尼哥底母的一个法利赛人的官。
And in chapter 3.Of the Gospel of John, records a man by the name of Nicodemus.
尼哥底母是法利赛人，当时在主耶稣时代，大概有6000名的法利赛人。
And Nicodemus was a Pharisee, and during the time of Jesus, there were about 6,000 Pharisees.
那他们代表当时上层的宗教领导地位的人们。
They represent the leaders of the religion.
而且呢，他们对圣经、旧约圣经很熟，对这个犹太经典很熟悉。
And the Pharisees are very familiar with the Jewish scriptures.
但是他们却不能来承认耶稣是救主。
However, they deny that Jesus is the Savior.
那当然有一个人名叫尼哥底母，他听过耶稣所行的神权、神迹奇事。
And this man Nicodemus heard about the miracles and wonders that Jesus performed.
那第二节描写他夜里来见耶稣。
Verse 2 says that this Nicodemus came to visit Jesus by night.
这当然有两重的意义。
There are two meanings behind it.
夜间有两个意义。
Night, the word night has
一个呢，就是他不敢明目张胆在光天化日下来见耶稣，因为他怕他同僚们的讥笑或者说排斥。
And Nicodemus was afraid to go to Jesus by day because he was afraid his fellow Pharisees will mock him.
因为当时有人很多人是记恨耶稣，想除害耶稣的。
This is because during that time, many Jews do not like Jesus.
就因为他们不懂耶稣是他们所等候的弥赛亚。
This is because of their ignorance that Jesus is the Messiah they're waiting for.
这个尼哥底母不敢冒着这个险，在晚上来见耶稣。
And therefore, Nicodemus, not willing to risk a chance, he decided to visit Jesus.
那第二个重大的意义就是说，我夜间代表人心灵的昏暗，或者说这种就是说对神的无知。
And the night also means a darkness in the person's heart and their ignorance towards God.
一个人没有被神的光照的时候，他心眼是瞎的，是昏暗的。
And before a person's heart was being shone by the light of God, they are blind.
那这个是犹太人的官，又是有知识人，可他对耶稣的事情，有关神国奥秘的道理，他却一无所知。
And this man Nicodemus was a Jewish official, and he is ignorant about the message of the kingdom.
所以他来看耶稣。
Hence, he came to Jesus.
那耶稣就很严肃地跟他讲重生的道理。
And Jesus told him about the truth behind baptism.
我们来看第二节他这里对耶稣说的话，第三节耶稣回答的话。
And verse 2 records the question that Nicodemus asked, and in verse 3 is the answer from Jesus.
他说，他对主说，拉比，我们知道你是从神那里来的，来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在，没有人能行。这句话是对的。
This sentence that Nicodemus said was indeed correct.
因为弥赛亚他们犹太人相信说应该是带着神权来行神迹奇事。
That Messiah come from God, therefore he has the power of God.
但耶稣要引导他，要知道神国的奥秘跟进入神国的必要性。
Jesus led him to come to conclusion that there's the importance of being baptized.
所以他第三节主耶稣就说了。
In verse 3, Jesus answered,
说我实实在在，我阿们阿们的跟你讲，我实实在在的跟你说，人若不重生，就不能看见神的国。
He says that truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
根据原文和希腊原文，这个三节重生有两个意义。
And according to the original scriptures, the words born anew has two meanings.
一个是说再造重生，你变成一个新的人，脱去旧人，变一个新的人。
One means to recreate, to become a new person.
第二个呢是从上头生的。
The second meaning is you are born from above.
也就是说用神的方法生的。
That means you're born by the method of God.
你不是用人的方法，人为的方法来看到神，来看到神的国。
You cannot see God or see the kingdom of God by your own means.
你应该用神的方法来生，用神的方法来进入，才能看到，才能进入神的国。
Only by the means of God can you see God and to see His kingdom.
那这一节有一个很好的注脚。
Here, there's a main character in here.
填一个注脚 footnote.
Sorry, there's a footnote.
我们来看约翰福音第一章十二节。
Please turn to John chapter 1 verse 12.
这里是对刚才说的从上头生。从神生的方法一个很好的解释。
It gives a very good explanation for the word born anew.
我们来看一章十二节一百二十五页。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
凡接待和领受耶稣的，就是信他名的，就是信耶稣名的人，神就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。请看十三节。
13.
这等人就神的儿女，不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的。也不是从人以生的，乃是从神生的。这里有提到说，有一种人，他是神的儿女。
Joseph is a group of people known as the children of God.
这种人是以接待，简单说就是领取、接受、接待耶稣。
These people have received Jesus, meaning they have accepted Jesus.
信耶稣的名的人。
And they are the ones who believed in the name of Jesus.
耶稣的名很重要。
The name of Jesus is important.
因为天下人间没有四下别的名，就只有主耶稣。这个名我们可以靠着得救，就他是救主的名字，神本身的名字的。
Other than the name Jesus, there is no other name that we can be saved.
这是使徒行传四章十二节也很重要的昭告。
This is also one of the important messages in Acts chapter 4 verse 12.
你相信耶稣的名，你就会神让神赐给你权柄做神的儿女。
And if you believe in the name of Jesus, He will give you power to become His children.
那你这神儿女不是用血气，不是用情欲，不是用普通人欲生的。
And being the children of God, you were not born by the will of flesh or by the will of man.
你是从神生的，用上头来的方法生的。
You were born of God.
那人用上头方法生，从上头生的，从神方法生的，才可以看到神的国。
Only you were born of God, or born from above. Can you see God?
那这看当然是也指着肉看、肉眼看、心眼看、心里了解的一句话。
This see can mean physically seeing it or understanding it.
就说你用神的方法生的时候，你可以得到一个重生，你可以成为神的儿女，而且呢，你可以明白神国道理的奥秘。
If you're born of God, you can.You are reborn and you can become the children of God and you can understand the message of the kingdom.
这个道理尼哥底母还不太了解。
And Nicodemus cannot understand.
所以他在三章四节他就跟主耶稣这么问了。
And in chapter 3 verse 4 he asked Jesus again.
我们再翻回三章四节。尼哥底母他说啊，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹里头生出来吗？就是他一个很天真的，也是一个很平常常识的问法。
This is a very common question asked.
就说你叫我重生，我已经年纪这么一大把，还可以从母胎里头生出来吗？
And since I am old, how can I return into my mother's womb and be born again?
我们看第五节，耶稣就很正色地、很严肃地跟他讲解进入天国的道理了。
Verse 5, Jesus answered him.
我们来看第五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣回答说，我阿们阿们地跟你讲，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。第六节。
6.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。第七节。
7.
我说你们必须重生，不要以为稀奇。第八节。
8.
风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪来，往哪去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。这里耶稣强调，从灵生的就是灵，从肉身生的就是肉身。这个分界线很清楚，很鲜明。
And he just said that what is born of flesh is flesh, and that is born of spirit is spirit. There's a clear distinction.
在世界上有肉体生的、人欲、情欲生的一群人。
And in this world, there is a group of people who are born by the will of men.
这些不能会通神国的奥秘。
These people cannot understand the mystery of the kingdom of God.
他们看不见神国。
They cannot see the kingdom
of God. 但是另外一群的人，他们却用神的方法，从上头来的方法来生。
There is another group of men that were born of God.
他们圣灵里头生的。
They were born in the spirit.
他们属灵的。
They belong to a spirit.
他们做神儿女的。
They are the children of God.
那尼哥底母当然他还是不能了解。
And of course, Nicodemus could understand this point.
所以主耶稣说，你是以色列人的先生，还不了解这件事吗？
Verse 10, he said that you are a teacher of Israel, yet you do not understand.
我实实在在告诉你，这十一节说，我们所说的主耶稣，神的工人、门徒们所见证的，是我们所知道的。
Verse 11 says, truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know.
我们所见证是我们看见过的。
And bear witness to what we have seen.
你们却不领受我们的见证。
But you do not receive our testimony.
但一种有信心的人，那神愿意带领，让他进入神国，愿意接受神话语的人，他能够了解。
Only those who have the faith can understand.
那主耶稣就这样说到，这里一个很重要的真理：人要从水和圣灵重生，才能进入神的国。
Here Jesus said that only when one is born of water and spirit can they enter into the heavenly kingdom.
水就指洗礼，水洗。
Water refers to water baptism.
那个圣灵是不是就是领受圣灵？
And born of spirit means receiving the Holy Spirit.
这两个就进入神国很重要的门路。
These are two of the important requirements for entering into the kingdom of God.
那主耶稣所拣选一个重要工人、仆人，就使徒保罗，他同样的做见证。
And Apostle Paul also bear the same testimony.
他这个见证也是他传神国福音所要说的这个得救的门路的关键。
This testimony that he gave was also about the important requirement of entering the heavenly kingdom.
请看提多书第三章。
Please turn to Titus chapter 3.
提多书三章，新约圣经308页。提多书三章，请看第五节到第七节。
Titus chapter 3.
308页。
Titus chapter 3, verse 5 to 7.
三章五节。
Verse 5.
他便救了我们，比如说神救我们，不是因我们所自己所行的义，乃是照着神的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。第六节。
Verse 6.
圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们的救主，厚厚的浇灌在我们身上的。第七节。
7.
好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。所以保罗跟主耶稣吩咐一样的强调水灵重生。
Here Paul, similar to Jesus, emphasizing on the rebirth of water.
我们得救啊，不是我们的铺桥造路，或者说行功德、好行为得来的。
Well, we were saved not because of our good deeds.
或者是犹太人所谓的说要行律法的义来得来的。
Or is it like what the Jews said to follow the Mosaic law?
最主要就是因为神的怜悯，他眷顾我们在最终的软弱。
It's most important of all is because of the mercy of God.
他要救我们脱离罪。
He want to save us from sin.
所以他怜悯我们。
He pity us.
所以借着重生的洗，就借着洗礼和圣灵更新，他给我们圣灵里头更新得力气、得力量。
And by washing of regeneration and renewal and strength.
那我们因神的恩典被神看为义人，看为没有罪的。
And because of the grace of God, we are seen as righteous.
那凭着永生的盼望，成为神国的后嗣，天国的继承人。
And hence we can receive eternal life and become heirs.
那我们可以看到主耶稣跟门徒都强调一点。
Here we see Jesus and the disciples emphasize on the same point.
一个人要得救的话，他要明白这福音的重要性。
In order for one to be saved, he must understand the importance of the gospel.
那但是明白还是不够的。
Understanding is not enough.
就是说明白福音的普遍性真理还是不够，你要遵行福音的特殊要求。
Understanding the universal truth of the gospel is not enough. You must follow the particular part of it.
今天大部分人都喜欢讲神爱世人，弟兄互相相爱，我们这样一般的普遍真理。
And today, many people like to emphasize on the point that God loves all humans, and as humans, we must love one another.
但是我们要对主耶稣这个特殊的要求、特定的要求，也要非常谨慎跟来遵行，才能得到得救的门路的。
We must also follow the particular teachings of Jesus.
那我们洗礼的重要性，就是因为神这么命定赎罪的方法。
And we receive baptism because it is commanded by God, and it's one way.To remiss your sins.
有很多基督教的朋友，他会说我们只要因信称义就好。
Many Christian denominations believe in justification by faith.
那他们出发点在罗马书十章九节有一句话说。
And this justification by faith came from the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
他当然说你们心里要口里要承认，心里要相信耶稣基督从死里的复活。
In Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says that as long as you admit that Jesus is resurrected from the dead.
那因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
And as long as you admit that Jesus is resurrected, you can be saved.
所以很多人说，我心里相信神，我承认他为救主，我接受他为我个人的救主，我的主的话，我可以得救了。
Therefore, many people say that I believe that Jesus is the Savior, and I confess that He is Savior. Therefore, I am saved.
所以很多人就忽略到洗礼的重要性。
Therefore, many disregard the importance of baptism.
甚至很多新约的神学者或者圣经的注释者，他们就说，要单单信就可以得救。
Even many theologians believe that as long as you have faith, it is enough.
啊，因为保罗也在罗马书讲得清楚，我们人要因信称义，尤其在第三章那里。
And even Paul said that we must be justified by faith in Romans chapter 3.
那是这个原因，就是因为马丁路德啊，这个宗教改革的一个创导人，他在16世纪翻译德文圣经的时候。
And all this is because of Martin Luther, who is the leader of the Reformation of Church, while he was translating the Bible into German.
他对抗这个当时这个天主教的雄厚的势力。
He is working against the Catholic leaders.
啊，因为当时天主教嘛，把教会就把教廷、教皇的势力放在圣经的上头。
And during that era, the papal court has supreme power.
Pope. 那这个把教皇的势力哈、啊、放在那个教会放在那个圣经的上头。
The Pope.
不是 court。那这样的话，就说。他们就用教会，就是说用天主教的教会来支配人，而不是用神的话语来让人来找到神。
And these people will find God through the church, but not
那这个马丁路德是要把人带到神面前，就是直接用你人可以接近圣经找到神的话。
And Martin Luther would like the people to find God through the Bible.
所以他在罗马书，尤其在加太书，这两个可以说是马丁路德特别在注解的时候，他要把人带到神面前，人都可以自己找到圣，就是说可以接近圣经。
And he's especially interested in the books of Romans and Galatians. He wants people to bring them back to God.
啊，所以他特别强调因信称义，不是人因行律法的义得到神来看为好的，看为没罪的。
Therefore, he particularly emphasized on justification by faith.
他在读在德文圣经的时候，人只要单单的信就可以得救。他有这样的 nur， 这 nur 这德文的字眼在哪
？And therefore, in his translation, he said, "As long as you have faith."
那这带给很多新约的神学家就一个误差的印象，就是我们什么都不要，只要单凭我们相信就可以被神称义了。
And this brings a wrong concept to the theologians of the New Testament.
啊，那这个就是对，就是为什么很多人一些基督教朋友有些会忽略洗礼的重要性。
And that is also the reason why many Christian denominations disregard the importance of baptism.
啊，甚至有传道人说不要紧，在别的教会的说你要洗礼就给你洗礼，啊，不洗礼也不要紧。
Even some of the leaders of a church would say that it does not matter if you want to accept baptism.
那有的人说我用你喜欢点水我就用点水，你喜欢泡的讲浸的我就用浸礼。
And some say, if you like to be sprinkled, you will be sprinkled. If you want to submerge in
the
water, you will be submerged.
有的人甚至用象征意，你说穿过一种旗帜 banner， 那你就可以代表你洗礼。
And there are even some who will go through banners to represent your baptism.
但是呢，洗礼是这样子吗
？But is this the true baptism?
可以按照人的方法，你自己认为怎么样就怎么样吗？有的甚至在浴缸里头洗礼的。
Can we interpret baptism by our own way? Some of them baptize in a tub.
啊，有的人用这个盆里头的圣水在额上画一画，嘛抹一抹。
Some will even sprinkle some water from a tub.
但耶稣他很清楚交代。
Jesus clearly said.
啊，而且圣经很清楚的说明。
And the Bible also clearly stated.
啊，不管人相信不相信，有一个圣经注解家这么说。
There is a theologian that said.
啊，他说你不管相信不相信，接受不接受，他对学生们这么说。
Whether you believe or not.
啊，我们知道啊，圣经所记的就是 baptizo， 你要全身入浸，要浸在水里头。
He said that baptism means fully immersed in water.
啊，但是有些人只注重了浸礼，啊，他没有注意到应该圣经教导我们怎么洗礼。
Some people only notice the word immerse, but they don't know how to wash.
但圣经很清楚交代，我们洗礼有很重要几个这个要素。
The Bible says there are important factors towards baptism.
第一个，你要传主的真理，福音的真理。
First, you must preach the true gospel.
第二个，施洗的这个人跟他的教会团体要有圣灵。
Second, the baptizer must have the Holy Spirit.
第三个，要奉耶稣基督的名。
Third, you must do it in the name of Jesus.
然后有主的宝血在里头。
And then the precious blood of Jesus will be in the water.
那圣灵做见证。
And the Holy Spirit will bear witness.
所以这个主的道、主的圣灵、主的名、主的宝血，会构成我们洗礼有效的因素。
And therefore, the word and the blood of Jesus will be effective.
那我们来看约翰一书第五章，这是洗礼一个很直接的见证。
Let's turn to John chapter one, First John chapter five.
我们知道这个洗礼啊，不是说一个入教的仪式。
We know that baptism is not a ritual for you to, come into a church.
乃是一个跟我们得救、赦罪、跟神的福分有关的一个重要的必经的门路。
It is a sacrament where you have a share in, becoming a Christian.
请看约翰一书第五章。
Please turn to First John chapter 5.
请看六节到八节。
Verse 6-8.
新约圣经349页。约翰一书五章六节到八节。
First John chapter 5 verses 6-8.
这借着水和血而来的就是基督耶稣，不是单单用水，乃是用水又用血。第七节。
7.
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。第八节。
8.
做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水和血，这三样都归一了。这里对洗礼，尤其我们本会真耶稣教会洗礼有体验的人，更能深刻的了解这一句的真意。
And for those believers who have, who are baptized in our church, they will probably have a great, understanding of this verse.
洗礼就是奉耶稣的名。
And when you baptize, you baptize in the name of Jesus.
圣灵在亲自施洗。
And the Holy Spirit will baptize you.
那么两千年前耶稣在十字架上所奠的血，因为圣灵运行，又存在我们所洗礼的水里头。
And during the baptism, the blood that Jesus shed 2,000 years ago will be present in the water.
因为主的宝血，我们在认真好好的查考圣经，尤其在希伯来书第十章所描写。
If you study Bible closely, especially Hebrews chapter 10.
你说主的宝血，它从肋下流出来的血，它打开一条得救的泉源。
The blood that flowed from the ribs of from the side of Jesus,
开了一条又新又活的道路。
Have opened up a new path.
那人可以借着这个主耶稣的宝血洗净以后，直接进到神的面前。
After we are washed by the blood of Jesus, we can directly enter to face God.
因为我们良心，我们的罪愆已经洗净了。
Because our sins were washed away.
那这个宝血，你会问？不可能嘛！两千年前的宝血，今天会存在我们的洗礼的水当中，河水、海水里头吗
？And of course, we know that this blood that was shed 2,000 years ago cannot be present in the water.
但是约翰一书的作者，他在约翰福音十九章也看到一个很大的神迹。
But the author of the book of First John also saw a miracle in John chapter 19.
因为他说主耶稣被钉十字架，那钉钉拿刺戳了他的肋下。他这个肋下就流出水跟血来。
And John saw that after Jesus was crucified, the Roman soldiers took a spear and pierced the side of Jesus.
那主耶稣所流的水血，就变成这个得救的泉源了。
And from the side of Jesus flew blood and water. This blood and water became the source of fountain.
耶稣要为我们钉十字架赦罪，就是开这赦罪的泉源。
Jesus, was.Crucified on the cross to open up a path.
所以不管你在任何时代，我们真耶稣教会今天在什么地方，我们奉耶稣的名，圣灵运行，那么水里头有主耶稣的宝血。
And today in Trinity Church, no matter where you're baptized, as long as you're baptized in the name of Jesus, with the Holy Spirit.
我们本会传的工人啊，传道人，通常都有听到，而且自己有亲身这样体验的不少。
Some of the workers of this church have some experiences.
或者我们就说美国吧。
Let us take America for example.
1978年的八月，在纽泽西州的 Brady 海边。
And August of 1978 in a beach in New Jersey.
那我们在实习的时候，就一个帮忙的那个传道人的执事，他说他看到宝血了。
And a deacon who was helping out with baptism saw the blood of Jesus.
那另外在岸上有个韩国姊妹。
And up on the shore stood a Korean sister.
还有个弟兄。
And a brother.
他也看到洗礼这地方冒出好像鲨鱼刚刚被杀的鲜血。
He saw that where the.
没错。他们两个都看到。
They both saw blood of Jesus flowing from water.
那两有一第一对先来的一个张弟张先生，一个张太太，一个眼睛闭着，一个眼睛开着，他们要受洗。
And there was a Mr. and Mrs. Zhang who were about to be baptized. One of them had their eyes closed.
他们同时看到我们站在水里头有主耶稣宝血。
Both of them at the same time saw blood of Jesus.
那有的人看到神的荣光。
Some of them saw the glorious light of God.
那这个就是说我们的亲自的一个见证了。
This is our experience and our testimony.
那同一年1978年在夏威夷这个那个 University of Hawaii 在夏威夷大学东西文化中心上头那个马诺啊山谷。
And in the same year 1978 in the University of Hawaii.
我们山上一个马诺啊巴黎一个山谷一个山泉，我们也在那去洗礼。
There is a fountain in the Manoa Valley, and there we conduct our baptism.
那次有11个人受洗。
At that time, there were about 11 to be baptized.
那第一个受洗是哈瓦伊的一个女子，她老的中年太太，名叫 Bertha Simonson， 她第一个下水。
The first to be baptized was a Hawaiian girl by the name of Bertha.
太太啊。
A Hawaiian woman by the name of Bertha.
她眼睛看着神荣光从这个密叫这浓密的树里头，我们在阴影底下洗，荣光照下来。
She saw the glorious light of Jesus shown up.Shown from heaven.
那第一个洗礼，第二个洗礼，一直到第十一个洗礼完，那荣光才没有了。
Only right until the 11th person was baptized, then the light disappeared.
这都是很美好的见证。
All these are wonderful testimonies.
那我们所要再见证，不管在美国洛杉矶的海边，长体的海边 ，Long Beach.
And regardless of whether it's at Long Beach in California,
或者说我们台湾
，or in Taiwan,
不管在花莲或者台北或者台南。
Regardless of any part in Taiwan,
我们这种见证是听不少的。
We have often heard of Jesus that was shed 2,000 years ago was in the water now.
因为这是赦罪的泉源，耶稣显他的神迹，让我们眼睛不管开着或者闭着，看到这个异象。
All this because it is a miracle. Regardless of whether your eyes are open or closed, you will still be able to see the miracle.
有一年在 New Jersey 在洗的时候
there's a year in New Jersey.
有一个黑女的。还有一个犹太籍的妇女，两个同时很羡慕我们的洗礼赦罪。
There were two women, one is black and one is Jewish.
那我们在奉耶稣名替他们施洗，马上看到就是他受圣灵很大的感动，哇，灵眼一直冒这样一直滚滚的出来。
At the moment she was about to be baptized, she was filled with the Holy Spirit. She started speaking in tongues.
哦，而且很充满的就走上岸去。
And she walked.
走上岸去。
She walked.Up to the shore.
那两个都是同样的情形。
This is the same for these two women.
那我们也看到说，有人是用抬的，像巴黎有一个从高棉来的一个姓潘的。我们在西里的时候，他是用四个大男人把他抬下去的。
In Paris, we have another example of someone being carried into the water.
他已经全身瘫痪，他一定要人抬下去。
And he is paralyzed, therefore he needs someone to carry him to water.
他应该用 walker 这样慢慢走，才用四个腿的 walker 那个辅助他行走，他不能单独行走。
He needs a walker to help him.
但是洗礼却很奇妙，他身轻，好像一切的重担都解除掉，然后马上可以就很活跃的，不要那么人扶持，变身体很轻了。
And
he's light. He became light.
He became very light.
啊，因为他觉得说重担，神的重担都给他，罪担都给他除掉。
Because he felt that all his heavy burden were being washed away.
而且他以后神医治他，现在他只用一个拐杖走路，这是神很大在他身上所显的大神迹。
And God has healed him of his illnesses. Now he's able to walk with just a walking stick.
就不但除罪，神也在他有功效的洗礼当中也医病人的病。
Not only does God wash away the sin, He will also heal their illnesses.
所以洗礼，我们本会感谢神，我们很多很多的见证都是荣耀神的地方。
And we thank God that we have a lot of testimonies that can glorify His name.
也证明说神跟我们同在，要证明说这场洗礼，你奉耶稣的名，你信心接受洗礼，的确有赦罪的功效。
This also shows that Jesus is with God is with us when we conduct a baptism.
那有些基督徒就说，我们只要做好人就好了，何必这样洗礼呢？
Some people would say that as long as we do good deeds, we do not need to be baptized.
我们只要行善，我们要热心，我们要虔诚，爱主就可以。
As long as we are fervent, we do good deeds and we love God, it will be enough.
那这等人我们称为好人，德性上的好人，有灵修的好人。
We call these people those who are those who do good deeds.
但是呢，神要的是没有罪的人，义人呐、啊，不是单单做好人。
But God wants a sinless person, a righteous person.
神在这个哥尼流来接受神的道理，这个事情上教训我们。
From the incident of Cornelius, we can learn.
就代表说，不管你是有罪，或者你认为是已经相当修行的一个人，在神面前都还不是义人。
And regardless of whether you have sinned or not, before God, you must be righteous.
那我们来看《使徒行传》第十章所记载的这个人。
Please turn to Acts chapter 10.
他也要经过洗礼，他也要接受圣灵，进入神的国。
The person recorded in Acts chapter 10 must also go through baptism to enter into heavenly kingdom.
那就他就能够成为神的儿女，成为无罪的义人了。
Then he can be claimed as children of God and claimed as a sinless person.
跟得救有份了。
Have a part in eternal
life. 那简单来，简单来说，第十章前面讲这个在凯撒利亚，这是罗马总督的任所，在海边，在以色列的海边。在卡塞利亚，一个人是意大利的连长，名字叫哥尼流。
And in the beginning of chapter 10 says there is a person who Italian by the name of Cornelius.
那第二节描写他是虔诚人。
Second verse says that he is a righteous person.
简单说，他是奉行犹太教的规矩。
We can put it simply that he followed every law in the Jewish scripture.
那所以呢，他敬畏神，
he feared God,
多祷告神，
he prayed to God,
多行善事周济人，
and he does good deeds.
这个在人眼观看，在神眼看的确是好人，
and perhaps he is a good person in the eyes of God.
可是呢，他还不够，
but that is not enough.
所以他就神就用异象启示哥尼流，同时也启示彼得。
So God used a vision to reveal.
对彼得的启示是这么说。
Revealed to Peter and Cornelius.
说神要呼召外邦人，神要让他们也得救。
And to Peter, the message is God is calling out to the Gentiles. God wants them to be saved as well.
因为犹太人本来是不肯承认接受这个事实。
And originally, the Jews refused to accept.
犹太人不跟外邦人同在一个桌子吃，同用一个器皿。
The Jews will not eat on the same table with a Gentile or use the same tool or instrument.
假定呢？ Utensil vessels. 假定呢？他们经过假设不幸要经过犹太人要经过外邦地方。
If unfortunately a Jew has to pass through a Gentile area.
那他们表示他们的干净洁净，他们就一定要把脚上的泥土、鞋上泥土要剁掉的，踩一踩，剁一剁。
They must stamp their feet and get rid of the dirt on their shoes.
表示说他们没有沾染外邦人不洁净。
To show that they were not being
unclean.
Unclean.
那而且呢，他们自认为犹太人自认为是神的天之骄子，神的选民。
The Jews felt that they are the precious children of God. They are the chosen people of God.
他们是有神独有的这个摩西律法，神的救恩。
And they are the only ones who have the salvation of God.
犹太人不跟外邦人在一起。
Therefore, the Jews will not associate with the Gentiles.
但是神要打破这个界限。
God wants to break this.
神不但要救犹太人，做犹太人的神，他要救外邦人，做外邦人的神。
God not only wants to be the God of the Jews, but also the God of the Gentiles.
所以他就需要把这个哥尼流这个外邦人，他很福音摩西律法，那他要把他选召，要使他成为义人。
And therefore God wants to call out to Cornelius, who is familiar in the Jewish scriptures.
那彼得他看到神的旨意，就遵照神的话去做。
Peter, understanding the will of God, obey the command of God.
那哥尼流同时看到异象，说你要去招呼那个彼得来，把得救道理讲给你听。
The vision that Cornelius saw revealed to him that he must go out to receive Peter.
那彼得到了哥尼流的家。
When Peter reached the house of
Cornelius, 哥尼流已经很虔诚的就把他的兵丁、把他家属都叫好了，他们坐定了要听彼得所要吩咐他们的话。
And Cornelius had already told his family to sit down properly and his soldiers to behave.
这时候把彼得很受感动。
And Peter was touched.
他就说啊，我真的看出神不会偏待人。
He said that God does not favor anyone.
原来各国当中那些敬畏主、行义的人，都是为神来所悦纳。
He understands that everyone who fears God will be accepted by God.
那这个时候彼得就把耶稣救人道理来讲给所有在座的人听。
And Peter preached a message of salvation to everyone.
那他那次话最主要的内容有几个
？There are several contents of his preaching.
第一个，耶稣他传和平的福音。
First, Jesus preached the gospel of peace.
他有圣灵跟能力来医病赶鬼，周行善事。
That Jesus has the Holy Spirit to cast out demons and to perform signs of wonders and miracles.
而且呢，神跟他同在。
Furthermore, God abides with Jesus.
那第二点，我们就彼得他们也跟主耶稣同在，主耶稣同做神的工。
Second, Peter and all the disciples work together with Jesus.
我们是主耶稣传神国福音的见证人，耶稣自己他如何的受害、复活、升天的见证人。
We are the witness to how Jesus was crucified and how Jesus, the witness to the life of Jesus.
第三点，耶稣是你们所等候的弥赛亚，就是基督。
Third, Jesus is the Messiah they're waiting for, the Christ.
他就是救主。
The Savior.
可是你们很可惜，把他钉十字架了。
But unfortunately, he was being crucified on cross.
那第四点，耶稣却复活。
Fourth point is Jesus resurrected.
那他要成为那个审判主。
He will be the judge.
那最重要，人要我们来看十章四十三节。
Please turn to verse 43 of chapter 10.
彼得见证在使徒行传十章四十三节。四十二节，我们来念。
Please read verse 42.
他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是神所立定的，要做审判活人死人的主。四十三节。
43.
众先知也为他做见证，说：凡信他的人，必因他的名得蒙赦罪，要因耶稣的名来赦罪。
That you will forgive, forgiveness of sin is only through Jesus' name.
那四十五节以下，彼得还说这话的时候，我们看到神的恩宠啊，神的眷顾啊。圣灵就降在那些听道的人的身上。
In verse 45 says that the Holy Spirit fell on those who were listening to Peter.
因为他们都说灵言、说方言、称赞神为大。
And they were all speaking tongue and praising God.
我们看四十七节。
Please read verse 47.
所以彼得就说，这些人受了圣灵跟我们一样，就是在五旬节受了圣灵一样。
And these people have received the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit they have received on the day of Pentecost.
谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？
Who can forbid them from receiving water baptism?
48节。
48.
就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。
And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
这个一个很重要、很完整的一篇记载。
This is a complete historical record.
也是指示出主耶稣所说，你要进入神的国，要成为神的儿女，你要行这两件事情。
It also shows what Jesus had instructed. In order to enter the heavenly kingdom, these are the two requirements you must meet.
你要受洗，要奉耶稣名施洗。
You must receive water baptism in the name of Jesus.
那在这比哥尼流这个是他们先受圣灵。
But in the case of Cornelius, they received the Holy Spirit
first. 他们说灵言。
They spoke.
他称赞神为大。
They praise the almightiness of God.
那这个时候是一个好人变成义人了。
And from this time, a good person has become a righteous person.
基督徒很可以热心，很可以爱主，这是我们很羡慕、很推崇、很感谢神。
And Christians can be fervent and can love God dearly.
但是他们应该像哥尼流一样，从好人变成神眼中看为没有罪的人。
But they must follow the example of Cornelius from becoming a good person to becoming a righteous person.
要像哥尼流一样的奉耶稣的名受洗。
They must receive water baptism in the name of Jesus.
要受圣灵。
And to receive the Holy Spirit.
他们最主要听像彼得一样神所差遣传福音真理的，能够叫人真正得救的信息。
And they must also preach the message that Peter was preaching.
那他们就可以在神国里头有份了。
Then they will have a share in the heavenly kingdom.
那当然，我们如果有时间的话，我们还可以继续看使徒保罗的例子。
And if we have time, we can study the example of Paul.
保罗他本身是一个很好的一个例证。
Paul himself was a very good example.
我们决定看那个《腓立比书》第三章。
If we turn to the book of Philippians chapter 3,
他的出身很不平常。
He has an unusual background.
他是跟神的契约有关的 他讲履行啊割礼 ，circumcised。
He was circumcised。
然后呢，他又是这个法利赛人。
He is also a Pharisee。
他是便雅悯族的人。
He is from the tribe of Benjamin。
他是希伯来人中的希伯来人。
He is a Hebrew among the Hebrews。
那从热心来讲，他无可指责。
And with regards to fervency, he has indeed done so。
就是他维护这犹太教的纯正。
He has upheld the purity of the Jewish,
味道，他味道。
The Jewish religion。
就因为他维护犹太教，所以逼迫耶稣基督跟他的门徒。
Because he upheld the Jewish religion, he persecuted Jesus Christ.
当他有一天要在这个叙利亚的首都啊大马士革啊从大祭司来领受逮捕人、逮捕基督徒的状令的时候
，When he went to Damascus to get a order from the high priest to persecute Christians,
耶稣用荣光照他。
Jesus shone his glorious light on Paul.
对他出声说：“扫罗，扫罗，他原名叫扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
And Jesus opened up. Jesus said to Paul, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
那这个时候，保罗问他：“主啊，是谁？”
Paul asked, "Lord, who are you?"
耶稣就跟他讲：“我是你逼迫耶稣的耶稣，你去到大马士革城去。”
And Jesus answered, "I am the Jesus that you persecuted. Go to Damascus."
在大马士革城里头有一个叫亚拿尼亚的神的仆人。
And in the city of Damascus, there is a worker, a servant of God, Ananias.
他本来不愿意接受保罗的。
And Ananias was Ananias refused to accept Paul.
因为他臭名昭彰，他逼迫耶稣门徒。亚拿尼亚不想接受。
And Ananias refused to accept Paul because of the bad reputation.
但是耶稣跟他讲，他是我所要拣选的器皿。
Jesus told Ananias that Paul is a chosen one.
你只管去照顾这个兄弟保罗、扫罗。
And go and take care of your brother Saul.
那我们来看《使徒行传》二十二章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 22.
来，我们来从第七，我们从第六节开始来看。
We'll read from verse 6.
第二十二章六节。
Acts chapter 22, verse 6.
我将要到大马士，这个在197页。
In the New Testament.
197页二十二章十六，第六节。我将要到大马士革，就大马士，叙利亚首都，正在走的时候，约在晌午，就是约在靠近中午的时候。突然有天上发大光，四面照着我。第七节，
Seven.
我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”因为当时扫罗在逼迫基督徒。第八节，
Eight.
我回答说：“主啊，你是谁？”他说：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。”第九节，
Nine.
与我同行人看见那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。第十节，
Ten.
我说主啊，我当做什么？主说起来进大马士去，在那里要将所派你要做的一切事情告诉你。第十一节，
11.
我因那个光的荣耀不能看见，同行人就拉着我的手进了大马士。十二节，那里有一个人名叫那亚拿尼亚，按着律法是虔诚人，为一切住在那的犹太人所称赞。十三节，
13.
他来见我，站在旁边对我说：“兄弟扫罗，你可以看见。”我当时往上一看，就看见了他。我们看十四节，
14.
他又说：“我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得见那义者，就他看见耶稣基督，听他口中所出的声音。”好，那第十五节，
15.
因为他，你要将所看见、所听见的，对万人为主耶稣为他做见证。我们念到这里，这个记载啊，出现在《使徒行传》第九章。
And this record is also in Acts chapter 9.
第二十二章。
Acts chapter 22.
跟第二十六章。
And Acts chapter 26.
就一直在说明主耶稣怎么选召这个扫罗。
And it gives the same theme, how Jesus.
保罗或者叫扫罗本来是逼迫耶稣的。
How Jesus called to Paul originally.
可是他在那个他犹太教里头，他是一个纯正的、一个味道的、爱神的一个人。
And Paul was one who loved God.According to the law.
可是他不明白耶稣的救恩。
But he does not understand the salvation of Jesus.
耶稣却爱他。
Jesus loved him.
所以就光照他，叫他眼睛瞎掉了。
And therefore the light of Jesus shone on him, and he became blind.
等到他见了亚拿尼亚，亚拿尼亚替他祷告以后，他这个好，这瞎眼好像雨淋一样就掉下来。
And after he met Ananias, Ananias interceded for him, and Paul received his sight.
然后呢，他受圣灵充满。
And later, Paul received the Holy Spirit.
那就在这个时候，
And at this point,
他也跟哥内流一样，要做一件很重要的事情。
Paul Paul must also do an important thing, just like Cornelius.
好，我们来看十六节。
Please read verse 16.
现在你为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名，受洗，洗去你的罪。起来，不要单言。你既然明白耶稣基督的救恩、神国福音道理的重要性，你就要洗去你的罪。
Rise and do not delay, since you understand the gospel of Jesus, you must be baptized to remiss your sins.
我们把福音的传播就是跟大家分享神的恩典。
We share with everyone the grace of God.
最重要的目的就是要把大家在神眼中可能是很好的人，但是还是不够，要成为神眼中的义人，没有罪的人。
And though everyone here may be a good man, but we want you to be righteous in the eyes of God.
那成为神眼中看无罪的人，那就才跟神的生命有关系。
Only when you're seen as a sinless man can you have a part in Jesus.
才能进入神国。
Then you can enter the heavenly kingdom.
那最基本的要求。
The most fundamental requirement.
耶稣说你要从水和圣灵生的。
Jesus said you must be born of water and of spirit.
那我们最后来看那个使徒行传第二章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 2.
这个是传福音一定要说的、一定要做的一件事，因为这是耶稣的命定，这赦罪的方法。
And whoever preaches the gospel must use this verse.
请看《使徒行传》二章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 2.
彼得从十字这第二章前头有几件重大事，就是他们受圣灵。
The most important thing that happened in the former part of chapter 2 is the disciples received the Holy Spirit.
那他们说起灵言来。
They began to speak in tongues.
大概有十五个国家回到耶路撒冷，听到他们讲十五国的话，就是神的灵眼被翻成十五个语言。
About 15 different, 15 people from different nationalities heard the tongue.
但是这是神的作为。
And they heard the tongue as 15 different languages.
要印证旧约圣经约珥书二章二七节、二十八节的话。
This is the work of God to fulfill what was written in Joel chapter 2.
是说在末后日子，神要将圣灵浇灌。
During the end times, the Holy Spirit will descend.
给那些有血气的。
And the Holy Spirit will descend on those who are in flesh.
要给人得到圣灵。
Which means that humans will receive Holy Spirit.
那耶稣跟神一直答应说，天父答应说要给你们圣灵。
And Jesus and God had promised the Holy Spirit.
那他们祷告果然在耶稣升天以后第十天得到圣灵，就是五旬节那一天。
And indeed, 10 days after Jesus ascended to heaven, which is the day of the Pentecost, the disciples received Holy Spirit.
那彼得就起来做见证。
Peter stood up and testified.
说你们所等候的就是那个弥赛亚救主，就是耶稣。
The Messiah that you're waiting for is Jesus.
但很可惜，你们把耶稣钉在十字架上了。
Unfortunately, you crucified him on the cross.
耶稣可是他却复活了。
But Jesus resurrected.
神叫他高举，进入到神的荣耀里头了。
God has anointed him, and he is now in the glory of God.
那三三节说，神把你们所看见、所听见的，就圣灵浇灌下来了。
And God has given to you the Holy Spirit.
因为他们圣灵感动会震动，所以看得见。
When they are moved by the Holy Spirit.The disciples will start to tremble, which is visible.
那他们因为圣灵的感动，圣灵充满，他们会讲灵言。
Because they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they are able to speak in tongues.
所以听得见。
Therefore, the sound can be heard.
就好像风吹树叶也会震动，会发声一样。
It's just like when the wind blows, the leaves on a tree will start to move.
那是应验旧约的圣经，也应验神跟主耶稣他所答应的要得应许的圣灵。
This has fulfilled what was written in the Old Testament and what Jesus had.
那今天神立耶稣为救主。
Today Jesus is your savior.
那听到这些话，这个犹太人很扎心，觉得他们误害的，就是误就错误的定了一个救主耶稣了。
After listening to Peter, the Jews felt that they have wrongly accused Jesus.
那三十七节我们来念二章三十七节。
Chapter 2 verse 37.
使徒行传二章三十七节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 37.
众人听见这话是彼得的见证，他们觉得扎心，就对彼得其他使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎么行？三十八节。
38.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，你就必领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许的圣灵是给你们，是犹太人和你们的儿女，犹太人的儿女，并一些在远方的，就是外邦人，包括中国、日本、韩国、非洲人等等，就是我们主所召来的。
Verse 39.
我们可以看到这里所强调，就是耶稣所说的、保罗所说的一样，要悔改，奉耶稣名受洗，洗去罪。
Here we must emphasize what Jesus and Paul have said to repent and be baptized.
要领受圣灵。
To receive the Holy Spirit.
那这个时候就在神国里头有份。
And then you will have a part in the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们洗礼啊，是赦罪，有功效的赦罪。
Therefore, baptism is for the remission of sins.
我们本会的洗礼证明出赦罪的确有功效。
And in our church, we have shown that baptism does indeed wash away the sin.
因为有主的宝血洗去我们的罪。
Because the blood of Jesus washed away our sin.
我们可以借着洗礼成为神的儿子，名分。
And after baptism, we can be called children of God.
我们在神面前没有罪辜，称义的。
And therefore, we no longer have sin, and therefore we are claimed righteous.
更重要的，我们成为神家里头的一个人，一份子。
Most important of all, we have a part in the house of God.
远方各国各族各民各种语言所集合的一个主耶稣名下的用耶稣宝血赎出来的属灵的团体。
Regardless of your nationality or your race, everyone will be gathered into this house.
那这大好消息，今天也跟我们在奉耶稣里面在分享。
And we are sharing this good news to everyone.
那神的话语是包罗万象。
The words of God contains all aspects.
那神的道何等的宽广。
And the word of God is broad.
他的旨意何等的高超。
And his will surpass everything.
但是他恩典何等的浩大。
But his grace is immense.
我们对神的体验要一一的述说，虽然说不完。
And with our experience of God,There's too much for us to say.
但是我们感谢神，我们起码能够借着圣经，就神的话语，很清楚交代，我们要得救，一定要信耶稣基督为救主。
But we thank God that through the word of God, we have clearly said that in order to be saved, you must believe in Jesus.
我们要接受悔改跟赦罪的道。
You must receive of the gospel of repentance and forgiveness of sin.
因为这是耶稣所命定的。
Because this is what Jesus instructed.
赐福的信息的。
This is what the disciples teach.
也是今天真教会需要传的得救的福音的。
This is also the gospel that the true church must preach.
我们受洗归入基督，披戴基督，成为家里头人。
After we are baptized, we put on Christ and we become a part in the house of God.
我们得圣灵，得到圣灵充满。
We receive the Holy Spirit and we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
在心灵里头讲说各样的奥秘。
In our heart, we can speak of all mystery.
跟神灵交。
We have communion with God.
我们有圣灵的安慰。
We have the Holy Spirit to comfort us.
圣灵的带领。
We have the Holy Spirit to guide us.
给我们重新得力。
The Holy Spirit will give us strength.
而且更重要，圣灵给我们进入天国的签证、签的护照。
And most important of all, the Holy Spirit is our evidence of entering into the heavenly kingdom.
当然，我们信主以后还有一段成圣的过程，就是要守道理，要行遵行天父的旨意。
But after we have been baptized, there's still a long path of godly life for us to lead.
我们要结出圣灵的果子。
We must bear the spiritual fruit.
这些都是神会带领我们做到的。
All these will be done.
那假定我们相信主耶稣。
If we believe.
我们就要像保罗他在亚拿尼亚面前听到这句话。
We must be like Paul listening to Ananias.
说起来，求告他的名，洗去你的罪。
Rise and be baptized.In the name of Jesus.
因为这是人生很重要的关键。
This is a very important thing.
因为我们不知道我们人生明天或者明年要发生什么事情。
We do not know what will happen to us tomorrow.
但神爱我们，借着各种机会、各种场合，让我们听到神的道理。
But God loved us and gave us every chance to listen to His gospel.
那这个道理，神的恩典是用体验的。
This truth and this gospel needs to be experienced.
科学需要实验。
Science needs to be
proved by experiment. 但是宗教，尤其神的话语，我们要体验。
But with regards to religion, we must experience.
我们要追求。
We must pursue.
那我们追求的越多，懂得越来越多。
The more we pursue, the more we'll know.
那就进入神话语的奥秘跟实践的那种真确性。
Then only then we have entered into the mystery of the gospel.
所以愿主耶稣来感动跟带领每一位诸位朋友们。
We hope that Jesus Christ can move and guide.Every one of us.
我们越听会越明白。
The more we listen, the more we understand.
我们会用信心来对待。
And with faith, we.
我们信心来领受。
With faith, we accept.
那这个赦罪重生的道理，水洗跟圣灵，神一定会给你们。
Then this truth of repentance and of receiving the Holy Spirit will be given to you.
那你就走在天国的道路上头了。
Then you'll be walking on the path towards heavenly kingdom.
愿主耶稣这样的祝福。
May Lord Jesus bless us.
愿主垂听我们这样的虔诚的一个希望。
And may Lord Jesus also fulfill our hope.
我们更希望我们诸位来不断的查考道理。
We hope that everyone here can come and study the truth of God.
愿荣耀归给我们天上真神。
All glory to our Heavenly Father.